From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. The U.S. and Russia-mediated truce talks calls for an initial 48-hour renewable ceasefire at any location where anti-government forces are operating. It also stipulates that aid agencies should not be impeded from reaching towns and areas in need of aid. Here is Secretary of State John Kerry.
The earliest reports are that there's some reduction in violence, as well as a few reports of fighting here and there.
The United States and Russia will begin jointly targeting jihadists in a week. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is skipping a campaign trip to California after being diagnosed with pneumonia. The Clinton campaign says her doctor gave Clinton antibiotics and advised her to rest. Here is New York University ethicist Arthur Kaplan.
I think pneumonia is a common condition. It often is undiagnosed in people. It's something that you treat with antibiotics usually and rest and making sure that people have liquids. I don't think it's going to impair her in any way from running the campaign or assuming office.
Clinton's Republican opponent Donald Trump told Fox News he hopes she gets well soon. Trump said he plans to release the results of a physical exam he had during the past week. Clinton at 68 and Trump at 70 are among the oldest candidates ever to seek the U.S. presidency. The U.S. and its allies have responded to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted on Friday with calls for new sanctions. China is giving off ambiguous signals about whether it will support any additional action against its traditional ally. South Korean President Park Geun-hye held an emergency meeting on Monday with political leaders. This is VOA News. A human rights group says it has found evidence of war profiteering by some of South Sudan's top political leaders. Actor George Clooney and activist John Prendergast are the co-founders of the rights group The Sentry. Here's Clooney.
This morning we're prepared to give evidence of massive criminal behavior by the president of South Sudan and by his opposition, the ousted vice president of South Sudan and their generals.
The two shared their findings at a news conference in Washington. They accused South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, former First Vice President Riek Machar, and their generals of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers. Afghan officials say security forces Monday killed two suicide bombers, ending a two-hour siege at a hospital in Kandahar. The gunfight also left an officer of the Afghanistan Intelligence Agency dead. Officials say the siege began after two assailants wearing suicide vests stormed the Mirwais Hospital compound in Kandahar and opened fire at a security guard there. The assault took place shortly before the provincial governor was due to arrive to inquire about the well-being of patients in connection with the Muslim Eid festivities. A spokesman says patients, their attendants, and hospital staffs were not harmed. Gulf Arab states have expressed concern over a bill passed by the U.S. Congress that would allow families of the victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. to sue the Saudi government for allegedly supporting terrorism. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council, of which Saudi Arabia is a key member, said the legislation contravenes the foundations and principles of relations between states, notably sovereign immunity. Police in southeastern Turkey say a car bombing Monday in the city of Van wounded at least 48 people. The blast happened in an area between the local offices of the ruling AKP party and the governor's office. No one knows who is responsible. The Philippine president says he wants the U.S. forces out of his country's south, where they have been advising local troops battling Muslim extremists. Speaking before newly appointed government officials Monday, Rodrigo Duterte blamed the U.S. for the restiveness of Muslim militants in the region. It was the first time he has publicly opposed the presence of American troops in the country. He did not set a deadline or say how the withdrawal should proceed. A new study suggests earthquakes may be more severe during a full moon. Researchers at the University of Tokyo say large quakes are more likely during high tides, which happen twice a day. During high tides, the oceans are pulled by the moon's gravity, but during a full and new moon, twice a month, the tides are particularly high. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.